Darius Martin, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max, Live 365 iHeart Radio, joins me here for the show, Sports and Hip Hop Tonight, Mad Max Radio, Live 365. You already know what it is. Up and coming R&B artist, songwriter, producer, all that, multi talented. He's really making the waves out here. Congratulations on the new single, Fill Up My Cup,
Thank you.
available on all platforms right now. Welcome to the show, man. How's it going?
I appreciate you, man. It's amazing to be on the show. Thank you for having me. God bless, man, for real.
Of course. Where are you right now? Are you in LA right now?
So no, I'm actually in Miami. I'll show you
Yeah,
guys.
I thought so because I saw the palm trees.
You already know. Yep, I'm
Yeah.
in Miami right now. We got my boy over here producing, working on some songs right there, and then in the kitchen working on some more music. So the grind never stops, man. We just dropped a song and everything, but still trying to make more music and just keep going further and leveling up every day, you know what I mean?
And you've been doing that for a while now, and your story is really inspiring because we're going to get through all of it. But how are you feeling about this new single? And just kind of get into how you linked up with Kool and Dre because that's huge, and they're out there in Miami.
Yeah, man. So I had met with my boy Chris Castro. He hooked us up. We ended up getting in a session. We wrote like six or seven songs. Like it was like 6 months ago. We wrote like six or seven songs. I was about to drop the whole project, but I was like, you know what? Let me get down and just finish up some stuff. So I actually came down here this month to work on some more music with them and finish up some of the songs that we had done previously a couple months back. So yeah, man, we just been working, and he actually was in LA last week, and he came and saw me right before the song had dropped. So it was cool, man, just hang out with him again.
That's fire. You guys got some more work tuned in. You going to be working together again?
Yeah, we're working at, I'm going to his studio. What's today, the 8th? Oh, tomorrow actually. I'm gonna see Kool and Dre. So tomorrow, and then the day after that as well. So
Yeah, shout out to Dre. He's been on the show. He's a real one. He's been doing his
yeah,
thing
he
for a
is, man.
while. Like, if you look at
For
his
real.
resume, Kool and Dre, they've got a long discography, legends. So
Yes,
that's big
sir.
to get that co-sign. But I really want to take this before we get right into the beginning of your backstory, because something that was big in me learning about your journey was you gaining the confidence. You said in the past in one of your interviews that I heard that if I had the confidence earlier, you'd be further ahead of the game. So when did you really gain that confidence to yourself to kind of get you where you're at now?
So I ended up going to Xavier University for college. I had an academic scholarship to go there. But when I was in high school, I had got sick with Crohn's disease my junior year. It messed my whole junior
Oh,
year.
man.
So when I was back in Ohio, I tried out for the basketball team. It was the worst I had ever played in my life. Like it was so bad. Like, oh my gosh. I was bouncing the ball off my knee, my foot. I was like, bro, this is not. It was like God did not want me to do that. So that same day that I knew I didn't make the team, I ended up making my first beat and then got into music. And then a couple years go by, me just kind of producing and just writing, and I'm going to school now at the LA Film School for the recording progress, or the recording side of it. And then, man, just at first, because I was just so shy, and I had met my boy JP, and the first time I ever sang in front of people was actually at a karaoke spot. He's like, "Yeah, come with me, bro. Let's go." I was like, "All right, bet." We're sitting there just kind of vibing and stuff. He's like, "All right, pick a song. You gotta go up there." I was like, "Wait, what?" And this is my first time like ever singing in front of people. Like we've been in the studio, but like it's very different to be recording songs in the studio with your boys than it is to be singing to like random strangers and you know what I mean? So like it was dope, man, but it was just that consistency of just making they made me get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Just being able to talk to new people, being able to show your music to new people, because you just never know what kind of reaction you're gonna get. And the only thing I could ever say is that the only thing I would ever have to regret is not trying in the first place. 'Cause like no matter what, if they say no or yes, like it's not gonna hurt you that much, you know what I mean? So you just gotta build that confidence, man. Put yourself in situations that make you uncomfortable. Obviously be safe about it, but be uncomfortable and just get comfortable with that. For real.
Yeah, I always say that you gotta be. It's always best to be uncomfortable because if you get too
Yes.
comfortable, then you're just gonna get comfortable, just keep coasting by in life, and there's gonna be no growth
Exactly.
there. You already know. But with your guy JP, because you talked about it before, he recognized. He told you that you were gonna be a superstar. Because it's
Yeah.
crazy to hear that you never thought that you were gonna be this huge artist. And also, when was it some of these talent shows where you realized and you talked to him and just said that. You were right, man. You were right. These people see me as a superstar. Have you had that moment with
Real.
him yet?
Yeah, so we had sat down, and when he first told me, it was the first meeting we ever had. And I played him some of my songs because I was just rapping at the time. I had,
Yeah.
honestly, I wasn't even writing songs. I was just freestyling on everything. I'd make my beats, mix and master it, and just start freestyling. So then he came up to me. We sat down at the meeting. I played him some stuff. He's like, him and Ink both were like, "Man, you're not a rapper. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Like, I want you to be a superstar. We gotta go up with this." I'm like, and to be a rapper for the past couple of years, I'm just like, you don't want to really hear that. You're just like, "All right, bro, whatever you say, like, whatever. All right, cool." But then we ended up getting in the studio the next week, and we started making all these hits, and I started working on my vocals and just how to go about different melodies and just different stuff, and just You know, man, so it was crazy. And then I'm just got off tour and I look at my boy and I'm like, man, you know, he was right. We got off our first tour in March. And it was that's the real moment of like, dang, like we're doing this now. Like, I'm not just out here playing around or writing songs in the studio no more. Like, we're really out here performing for people and they're turning up. And, you know, every crowd is going to be different. But at the end of the day, man, as long as you can have one person in that crowd smiling, as long as you can have touch one person's heart and you leave them with a positive impression of yourself, man, and just send God blessings all over the people that you come in contact with, man, you're gonna be just fine, for real.
When we take it back to your backstory, because do you look at it that this was always kind of meant to be because your grandparents met in a band? This is, yeah, your grandparents met in a band and your father was in a rap group back in the day. So do you kind of look back at it and say this is in your bloodline?
And I had no idea that I even would have a passion for music that much, so. Because I always played sports my whole life. I played
Golf.
golf, soccer, baseball, basketball. I ran track. Like, and if I lived in California, I probably would have played lacrosse and done water polo and all the other sports too, and surfed and everything. But I didn't have that in New Mexico where I grew up. So it was cool, man, to just, I feel like it did help me a lot though, to be so like going through all these sports and being athletic. Because when you're on stage and you jumping around and you gotta be in shape, man. You can't just be out there. Yeah, you know what I mean? So you can't just be out there kind of bullshitting with it. Like, I'll be practicing, I'll be rehearsing and running and trying to sing when I'm running and stuff, just trying to get these vocals up and get your wind up, because you just, yeah, man, you just never know. Never know.
You gotta be in shape. I don't know if muscle buff shape, but you gotta be in shape to keep up the
Exactly.
endurance when you're running around
Yeah.
on stage for
Now
sure.
you gotta build that stamina.
Yeah. How did you get from, because I did hear about when doing the research that you were originally from New Mexico. So how did you get out to Ohio?
So I got an academic scholarship to go to Xavier University,
Okay, yeah,
and
that's what you spoke about in the beginning, yeah.
So I ended up going out there, but like I said, when I was in high school, my junior year, I ended up getting sick and I
It's,
missed my
yeah.
entire year. And I had to take my junior and senior year class at the same time. So I had 19 classes my senior year and I was playing basketball. So I would go to school, I would wake up, do homework, go to school, do homework, practice, do homework, go to sleep, wake up, do homework. It was nonstop. That whole like 2 semesters was terrible. It almost made me not want to go to college for real. I was like, you know what? I don't know, bro. I don't know about this. But God had a plan. He brought me all the way to Ohio just to bring me back to LA, just so I could find my passion, you know? So it was dope, man.
You were working at a dealership too, because this is when the Institute came up on your phone with the Recording Academy out there in LA. So, how did you get to the dealership and what were you doing at this dealership? Because I
So
heard you were
my
doing like solar panels.
yeah, so I did solar panels too. So the first time I moved to California when I was my freshman summer, my dad ended up getting a dealership out in I think it was Claremont, California. So we ended up moving to California so he could be a little closer, and he was here more often. So in high school, I just kind of hung out in Orange County. That was like my place. Me and my boys, Kevin and Andre, man, we was always kicking it like every weekend and stuff. And we was always playing. You know, I always had like the best playlist. I always had like the dopest music of the group and stuff. But I never realized where it was gonna take me to just have this like pure passion for it. So yeah, and then I started working at the dealership when I came back from Ohio. 'Cause I needed a job, obviously. You know, you can't just be out here not making bread, bruh. So I ended up moving out here, worked at the dealership, and then I got really serious about the music. And I was like, you know what? This, 'cause I was working. If I wasn't in school, I was at the dealership. So every single day it was either school or working at the dealership. And I'd come home and then work on my music. So I got to the point where I was like, bruh, I really want to pursue this music thing. So I dropped out of I quit my job. I started doing music. It got tough again. Money started getting tight. So I was like, you know what? I started selling solar panels. I started installing them. I got really good with the electrical and stuff. So, and I used to build houses back in the day with my grandpa. So, like, it's just a good trait to have, just knowing how to work these wires and knowing how everything works and stuff. So, I feel like I'm a jack of all trades, really. But music is just my passion, for real.
Singing is what you're the master at for sure.
I appreciate you, man. For sure.
So how do you feel about creating your own lane now? Because there was a time where you just wanted to straight up just write country songs. Do you feel as though you have more comfortability in that now that you're establishing yourself in R&B and hip hop and mainly as an R&B artist? Now, do you feel comfortable to take country over too?
I have a few songs I've already done in country. When I first started making music, it was a lot of EDM. I would do a lot of EDM and a lot of rap and then the country every now and again, but I never really kind of pursued it until I started singing like fully and working on my vocals, because you know, you gotta have a decent voice if you're trying to sing country music. You know what I mean? So, or any kind of music really for that matter, unless it's rap, you don't necessarily have to have the greatest singing voice. You just gotta be able to ride that beat and have that cadence and everything. And so that came a little easier And the singing part was really, it took me a while, honestly. So I felt like the challenge of being able to sing was what really made me want to do it more so, because it didn't come easy to me. It was the harder thing to do.
Do you think it helps or hurts hip hop artists to? I mean, we saw what happened with Lil Nas X, but I feel as though Nelly, he did his thing with Tim McGraw because, but then I hear a bunch of people that say that, oh, when Nelly went country completely, that's when he fell off, which I don't agree with because I'm a big Nelly guy and he really cemented his legacy in the game. But do you think it's difficult and is it kind of a negative way for hip hop artists to get into country? Is it bad for them for certain aspects?
I mean, I feel that music is very subjective anyways, and I feel that you as an artist have to stay true to you. And if you feel like you want to do country music, then you should just do country music. If you feel like you want to do just rap, then just do rap. If you feel like you want to do all the genres and make genreless music, and because that's really what I wanted to go, was just make music that was just good music, whether it was country, EDM, rap, hip hop, or if we do a freaking opera song, like, you know what I mean? So no matter what it is, man, just do it wholeheartedly, and somebody out there is gonna mess with it. You know what I mean? So that's the biggest thing is I never thought I'd be doing Afrobeat songs, but that became like my favorite song. That for my cup joint was like, dang, I love the way that the melody sounded. I love everything about it, but I never imagined myself even doing that. So sometimes it is the best thing for you to just experiment with everything that you can.
What do you think it's the reason with this one, Fill My Cup, that's going so crazy right now? What do you think it is?
I think because it's a clean song, it's not talking about, like, there's not even a dirty version of the song. It's just a clean version of it. So, and it's not even talking about alcohol or anything. I want to clarify that just for everybody listening right now. It is not about filling your cup with alcohol. It's about filling your cup with positivity, love, God, knowledge, whatever it is that brings life to you. Just, every time that you're filling your cup, make sure that it's positivity and that God is just taking care of everything and you're putting everything in God's hands. You know what I mean? So you gotta keep going,
No,
no
that's
matter
real.
what.
We need more positivity like you in the game. A lot of it's negative, but I get it. Things have to sell, but you're doing it
No,
differently
sometimes,
and you're having great success at it.
And honestly, the negativity of the industry, sometimes that's just the reality of some people's lives and they're just putting it into their art, you know what I mean? So, like, I have songs that aren't necessarily the most positive, but then I have songs that are positive because that's the agenda that I actually really wanted to push on everybody. I wanted to be more of a light in these dark rooms that we have, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man.
Big influences, Prince, Marvin Gaye, those are your two guys right there. If you could, because Prince passed away many years ago, I mean, it seems farther than what it really is, but it isn't. But if you could ask Prince one question right now in an elevator pitch, what would it be regarding advice about your career and songwriting?
Dang. If I could ask Prince one question, shit, I would just ask him to help me, bro. Shit, help me get there. Shit, I'm trying to be like you. Shit. I just want to know, like, just to have that mindset, man, of just so artistic, to play every instrument, to do everything, singing the records, playing the drums, playing the piano, grabbing the guitars, doing it on stage. Because I've seen him perform too, and I was blown away. And you know who kind of reminds me of him is Anderson .Paak too. I saw him perform one time with my dad before I even heard his music, and we pulled up at the show. He starts playing the drums. He's singing at the same time. He hops off. He grabs another instrument. I was just like, bro, this is crazy. Like that for me. I love the musicianship. I love live instruments, and I really want to start doing that for my own shows, is having like a live band with me when we go places. So that's something I've been working on myself, man. Just getting it together.
I think you would have great success at that because I noticed a lot of the acoustic live performances that you had of your songs, and those went crazy on YouTube. So I think you would have great success with a live band. Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. I appreciate you.
Tattoo, I saw that one.
No, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I went and looked at your music. I was impressed because it's so hard today because a lot of artists are following trends. So I'm trying to look for artists that are different and stay in their own, create their own lane. And there's artists out there that's doing it right now, but you're one of the ones that are just taking it fully on. And you have a lot of things going on behind the scenes because you go into the institute and learn about DSPs. So you're well versed in all aspects of the industry right
Yeah, man.
now. You, as far as the videography, making videos, production. So you kind of are like in the Prince aspect of the industry because you understand all the workings of it, especially
No,
musically.
you have to.
Yeah. And when you were at this institute, because there was an interview that I did see, you couldn't remember the artist that you collaborated with at the time, but you said she was blowing up and you had songs with her. Which artist was this? Do you remember what artist it was?
I can't even remember her name right now. We had a lot of artists come through there that were just dope, man. Like they were just cold-blooded. I worked on a couple songs. I actually had a friend who got shot, man. He was his name was Jaren. He ended up being on Twitter and everything. I had seen the video on Twitter. I was scrolling through there, and it was like right after we had graduated, like right after we graduated. So I had just got done working on a class project with him like a couple months before that. So I was on Twitter. I had seen the video of somebody getting shot. I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. A week goes by. I don't like think about it too much. And then my boy hit me up. He's like, yo, you hear what happened to our boy? I was like, nah. So he sent me the video and I'm like, wait, I just watched this last week. And I started looking at the video like, wait, that's my boy. And I was like, oh my gosh, man. And all he was trying to do was stop a fight at his job. So it was a crazy moment for me, man, just to know that how precious life really is. You just never know when your time is going to be up. So no matter what you're doing, tell your loved ones that you care about them. Go as hard as you possibly can while you're here on this earth, man, because time is, you can't get that back. You can
No,
never
you
get that
can't.
back. That's the one thing, man. You can make a lot of money. You can make money back no matter what. If you can run it up once, you can run it up again. I promise you that. But you can never get your time back.
No, you can't. Time is money.
It is, man.
Yeah,
For real.
it's more valuable too because
It is.
the time is more important. Whether it's with friends and family, you never
Exactly.
get that back. You're better.
Exactly.
Yeah, you already know. I know that heavily inspired you and it weighed down on you, and you took it and you ran with it and put it into your music. But talk to me about getting out of here because I saw all the performances that you had recently throughout California. I was looking at the recaps that you had, Berkeley. So when did you start first really going outside of California to perform? Because now you're in Miami, you're linking up with Kool and Dre, you're doing things. So what was kind of your first taste of being outside of LA as an artist performing?
I actually did my first show in my hometown of Alamogordo. I went back home. It's like a small town of like 30,000 people. That's where I was raised and everything. All my friends had pulled up, man. My old basketball coach was there. My QB from middle school was there, bro. It was crazy. I was like, "Yo, ain't no way." And it's funny because when I was in rehearsal, I was like, just like talking through the set and everything of what I was gonna say. And I was like, "Yeah, my basketball coach is here. My QB's here." And then they actually showed up to the show, and I was like, "Yo, this is perfect. This couldn't have been better, bro." Like it was so crazy to me. But yeah, man, it was dope. And then I did a show in El Paso. For El Paso, Texas, which is where I was born. For my cousin's, his wife had a birthday, and we went over there. I turned it up, man. I had just dropped Tattoo at that time, I think. So then we did that song. It was dope. Or it was right before I dropped it. But we had just finished it. Came out there, did that, and then I did another show in El Paso, and then came to California again. And then we ended up going on the tour. Went to Seattle. We went to Oregon, Fresno, Berkeley, San Luis Obispo. Ventura, Riverside. We just were all over the coast, man. So it was really dope. And then I just got back from a wedding, my cousin's wedding. And it's crazy because I was in Seattle and she came to the show in Seattle. And then when I go to her wedding, that was the first time I ever performed Fill My Cup. So then I go to her wedding and she's like, yo, like, can you do a song? And I was like, say less. So Fill My Cup comes on. I'm like, give me the mic. I get up there. I got my daughter with me. I got my niece. We're singing the song. I'm giving them the mic. They're singing the lyrics back. We're like, can you fill my cup? My daughter was like, run it off. Then I get my niece. She's like, with your love, bro. He's going crazy. The whole wedding was just turned up, man. It was so dope. So just being able to perform. And that's the biggest thing I'm going to say to people. Like, you show your music to people. Don't, like, I know it's scary. I know you get in your head sometimes because you don't want people to hear your thoughts and what like that. But the more that you do it, the more you're going to get comfortable with it, the more you're going to be able to take that criticism and just turn it into something beautiful. You know what I mean? So just get out of your own way and get comfortable. Not even get comfortable with it. Be uncomfortable in everything that you do because you got to keep just pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Like never feel like you can take your foot off the gas. Because the moment you take your foot off the gas, that's when like stuff stops happening for you. For real.
What do you think it's going to take for positivity to sell? Because we are in a society where negativity sells. So, but it's working
Definitely.
with you. That's your fan base. That's what's working for you. What do you think it's going to take for positivity to sell over the negativity in the society we're living now? Or is it kind of impossible?
It's gonna take us as a whole community, as a whole universe, to raise our consciousness and start living better lives, not just in the music, but in real life. So we're gonna all really have to give it into God's hands, man, because we can't do it alone. We've seen everybody try to do it on their own way and do whatever it is that they want to do, but we're not gonna be able to get to this positive, peaceful place that I know the world can be. Unless we allow God to step into our hearts and step into our homes and to bless our friends and to be praying over everybody around you. And even before I go on stage, man, I'd be praying. And I had an uncle who died when I was on tour, and we were sitting back in the back room just praying before I go on stage, man. I started crying and everything. But the only reason I could get through that show is because I knew God had me and I knew He was watching over me, man. So just no matter what you're going through, put it in God's hands. For real.
No, my condolences on you losing your uncle. That's tragic.
Thank you.
So you got the new single out right now. You're independent. Are you ready yet to sign a deal, or you're gonna stay the course until it's really time? Because I heard that you really didn't know how tough it was gonna be as an independent artist, and a lot of people don't really see it when you're on the outside, but now you understand the grind of it. So are you gonna stay the course, or are you ready to sign a deal if the right one
I
comes?
ended up starting my own label, me and my pops, and then I signed myself to it. So, I mean, if a deal comes around, it just is a no-brainer. Obviously, it is what it is, but I would love to stay independent. I love owning all my music. I love being able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I don't want nobody to tell me when to pull up, when to do this, when to do that. So, like, for me, being independent in that aspect, like, sometimes you get on yourself, like, man, I don't want to do this today. I don't want to get up. I don't want to record these videos. But, like, at the end of the day, I'd rather do this than work for somebody else, no matter how much they're giving me. Because I like to be free. I like to be able to just, do what I want to do, man. So, but yeah, if a deal comes around and it makes sense, then, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, I think I'd rather prefer to be independent and
The
just
Master
stay in my
P
own.
way.
Exactly. Yeah. And other artists and just help them get to a point. And just like, really, that's the whole point of my label was to start this, not just for myself, but for other artists that are like-minded like me. So they can have a platform and they can get to the same positions. And even if they want to take it further than me, then do that. Cause I'm all for it, man. Like, that's what we're here for, to just help each other grow and just grind and depend on each other and lean on each other. If like we take the same staircases to get to the top, man, I'm not tripping about that. Cause I want everybody around me to win. You know what I mean? So that's just what it really is about, man. Just supporting your fellow peers and the other artists and songwriters and producers and the videographers and everybody that's in this industry, man. We just gotta stay connected. We gotta be humble. And we gotta just, be positive all the time, as much as you can be. I know it's impossible to be positive 100% of the time because we all go through things, but to have a positive mindset is just the key to success for a
100%. I agree with that. What else is in your vision right now? Because I feel as though whatever you put your mind to, you're gonna accomplish. So what else is out there that we may not know about what you're doing as far as business ventures and just other things in form of entertainment?
I got my merch coming soon. I've been working on this dang website forever now, and I apologize to my fans. I've been telling them for like a year I'm gonna drop some merch. They're like, "Yo, send me some stuff." I'm like, "I'm so sorry, bro. I'm working on it. I'm working on it." So we got the merch coming. I got an EP that's gonna be coming out soon. I'm actually working on it right now, so we're getting that together. We have a few songs that I'm getting ready to drop pretty soon. I'm just sitting back off of my cup right now because the numbers are going crazy. The fans are really loving it. All the DJs have been hitting me up and everything, so. It's been amazing to finally just feel like I'm being heard now. Because you're gonna feel like, man, when you first start making music, nobody's listening. Nobody's listening. But as long as you stay focused, you stay consistent, you stay grinding, you're gonna get that opportunity. But the only reason you're gonna get that opportunity is because you never gave up and you always kept pushing. You just kept The only reason you're ever gonna fail is if you quit. That's just the bottom line. If you quit, whatever it is, that's the only way you fail. But if you stay consistent and hungry and humble and on that grind and you have a positive mindset, man, it's a lot of things that come into this, but you can make it. You can really make it happen.
Yeah,
Whatever
and
that
you
is.
always
Like,
got to block out the noise.
yes, there's a lot of noise. There's always gonna be, as much as you have like beautiful fans who love you, there's always gonna be somebody out there that hates you. And honestly, people who hate you are probably even bigger fans than the ones that love you because they look for you to slip. They look for the things that are wrong. Like, to spend that much time, like, you could have just changed, you could have just swiped up. But to sit there and take the time to watch the video and then say something mean, it's like, bro, you really thought about this. Like, you really took that time. I feel honored for you to even think about me that much, bro. So that, like, honestly, for me, I get happy when I get comments like that. I'm like, damn, you took time out of your day to write that to me, man. I must be really special. God damn, like, we're doing something right, baby. It's like a video game. The more enemies you run into, hey, you're going the right way.
Yeah,
You're
you
going
need
the
to
right
have
way.
haters. They say that you're not successful unless you have haters.
Exactly, bro. No, that's a fact. That is a fact.
That's how it keeps them angry. You got to keep adding that fuel to the fire, put that
Exactly.
gasoline on
Yo,
them.
you already know. Lighter fluid, gasoline. Shoot, we throwing it all on them, baby. Shit. It never stops over here.
Jay, are
That's funny.
Jay-Z is a huge influence in hip hop. St. John, you still tapping in with him? Is he still a big person that you listening to, or is that kind of just more in the moment when he was first coming out?
I actually do. I was listening to some of his music the other day. I love St. John, the melodies that he be using and stuff. Jay-Z, obviously, he got some cold stuff, man. I've always been a huge fan of hip hop. So Jay-Z and Kanye and Biggie and Pac and there's always been the rap beefs and everything, but at the end of the day, I just feel like good music is good music, no matter who was writing it, no matter who was singing it, no matter who produced it. If good music is good music, I'm just gonna listen to it. But I listen to Metallica. I listen to just everything, man. Adele, if I want to, you know what I mean? So any country, pop, like it doesn't matter what kind of genre it is. I listen to a lot of reggaeton, a lot of Afrobeats, just everything, for real.
What are your thoughts on the music scene in LA? Because I've had artists tell me that, oh, it's popping out there. And now there's been some artists that say it's not, because we know Atlanta is the Mecca right now. That's where people are going. It's blown up. It's been like that for a few years now, a while. But what's your thoughts on the current state of music in LA? Because I mean, it's got a rich history of music, and you still got artists out there, Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, and these guys,
Exactly.
Anderson .Paak, you mentioned, everyone out there in California. But why do you think it's kind of died down when you hear about LA as far as music?
I feel like the world is being exposed to a lot more culture now with the Afrobeats, and you have these Latin artists, and they're not necessarily from LA, so you're having all these this worldly music, and it's not necessarily just West Coast type music. You have just this worldly music that's happening right now, and it's a huge wave, man. So, like Tim's and Omale, Wizkid, like all these artists, man, they're going crazy out here. You know what I mean? So, I feel like the music scene in LA is still popping. I feel like it's always gonna be popping, to be honest with you. LA, we got Austin, we got Miami, Atlanta, of course, New York. They're always gonna have some hard artists that are coming out of those places. And then you're also going to have these other artists from different countries that are just going crazy right now. So yeah, it's always going to be a thing, but I'll tell you, it has kind of died down so much. Like LA was really just like, they was the Mecca for music for a while. Like man, nobody was soft coming out of LA. Like they was all just going crazy, man. So hell yeah. No, I feel you on that one.
Yeah, no, I do. I love LA, and I know that's where you love to be as well. But are you relocated out in Atlanta? Because I remember you said it was kind of a culture shock with you going out to Atlanta.
I love Atlanta. I really do love Atlanta. I have some family that lives out there. And then one of my songwriters, Inks, that I work with, she's from Atlanta too. So she took me out there and we were just vibing and kind of, we were just in the city, man, just enjoying life and cutting some records and stuff. It was such a vibe. It was such a good time. But I feel like no matter what and where you go, it's really about the people that you're around and the energy that they bring to the table at the end of
No,
the day.
it's real.
Nah, for real.
So what are we working on next here? Are you going to be dropping an EP? What's going to be the next move here? Because we're going to go off the momentum of the new single. So what are you looking as far as the drop?
I'm thinking about dropping another single, kind of similar to Fill My Cup, but maybe not quite the same. And then I want to hit you guys with like a 6 to 7 song EP and then work on an album from there and just, drop some singles in between at the time. So definitely look out for this EP coming soon, man. I'm gonna get this together, get these visuals right, get the whole thing just going. So that's what's coming
Merch.
next. Exactly, yeah. Finally got the website up, man. It's almost time. We coming, baby. We coming.
And keep bringing those jerseys back. So I saw that you had a Laker LeBron jersey in your video. Keep bringing it. I like
Yes,
that. Like the
sir.
early 2000s, 90s. I'm wearing a jersey, right? I'm always wearing a jersey.
Yo, I
But
see
I
you.
like
You gotta
that.
bring
I'm
the
seeing
bar.
artists wear them again. We need that.
Nah, for real, man. I gotta bring the culture back.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude. It's time, man. It's time.
Oh, it is. Darius Martin, is there anything else you'd love to let your fans know? Anything else that we didn't really cover here tonight?
Oh, man, just stay positive. God bless every single one of you guys. Stay true to yourself and let God handle all the situations that you can't handle yourself. And even if you can't handle it, still put it in his hands. It's gonna come out even 1,000 times better than you thought it would. So, yes, sir. Let's get it.
Absolutely. You already know everything always works itself out.
No, it does. For real.
Yeah. And shout out to L Nice for getting us connected too.
No, for real. Shout out, man. Thank you. DJ Mad Max, man, going crazy with it. I appreciate you, man, for
Yeah,
real.
you already know, man. Once you drop that EP or have anything you want to promote, we got to get you back on so we can get
Oh, you
you
already know.
back here to keep promoting what you got going. I support your
There
movement.
you go. Let's get it, man.
You already know. Let them know where they can follow you on Instagram, X, all those platforms. They got to tap in with you. Darius Martin Official on
Yes,
Instagram.
sir. Darius Martin Official Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, everything, YouTube, and Darius Martin on Apple Music, Tidal, any streaming platform that you go to, Darius Martin. Fill My Cup is out now, like we used to before. Just dropped right before that, man. We got some more hits coming for you guys soon, so stay tuned and let's get it, baby. God bless.
God bless. Good night, everyone. Take care, Darius Martin. Till the next time, man.
Ooh, Mad Max.
Yeah,
Bye,
peace
Max.
out, man.